You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This feature is brought to you by OVEX, the best place to buy and sell cryptocurrency. Time to check in on the latest from the crypto space, and the price of the digital coin has steadied below $40,000, a level it hasn't hit in about 6 weeks. This follows denials from Amazon that it won't be accepting the token for payments this year. Jonathan Ovadia, the CEO of OVEX, joins us for more of what is driving all the action in the crypto space. And Jonathan, thanks so much for your time. How big of a blow is the news out of Amazon for crypto?
Yeah, sure. So it's actually been very good for crypto. After the rumors came out, we saw crypto obviously jump. Bitcoin in particular jumped about 10% and hasn't actually pulled back since. So it's not too bad. I think Amazon accepting Bitcoin would be a bit far-fetched, especially at this point. But yeah, generally it's actually been very positive for crypto.
Do you expect it to happen anytime soon?
Not Bitcoin. I don't think Amazon will accept Bitcoin as a payment mechanism anytime soon, because Bitcoin is very slow for payments. It can take up to 30 minutes, even an hour, to confirm, and it's quite expensive. A Bitcoin transaction can cost anywhere between $5 and $50, or even more, even like $500, simply to move Bitcoin. So it's not really well suited for transactions yet, so it wouldn't make a lot of sense for Amazon to offer it. Another reason it wouldn't make a lot of sense would be because Bitcoin is so volatile. So mostly Bitcoin's currently used as a financial instrument, as a store of value, as a speculative tool, as a hedge against inflation and all that stuff. But in order for Bitcoin to be a worthwhile investment, one has to have a long-term horizon, which means spending it on a day-to-day basis wouldn't make a lot of sense. I think Amazon accepting stable coins is imminent and will happen really, really soon.
What's a stable coin?
A stable coin is usually a dollar-backed coin, so a cryptocurrency that's backed one-to-one by the US dollar, but can be backed by anything. So it can be backed by rands or any currency.
Mm-hmm. All right. I suppose this kind of then supports their move to hire or advertise for a digital currency lead. So we'll see what that eventually yields. But moving on, I mean, you did mention the fact that we have seen a recovery in Bitcoin specifically from that June 20 low of around $29,000 that we have seen. So aside from the whole speculation over whether Amazon will accept the coin or not, what else has pushed the price of Bitcoin higher in the recent while?
So it's been a few things. We saw Elon did a bit of a 180 there. Tesla's now accepting Bitcoin again. Yeah, so
you never know what to expect from Elon. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. So that definitely started the reverse of the trend, be a bit more bullish. I think Elon's also shown a lot more like optimism and positive sentiment towards crypto. He thinks it's moving a lot more towards renewables, which ironically is spurred on by the ban of mining in China. So everyone thought that was a terrible thing for Bitcoin, but actually I think it was quite good. It decentralized the mining. It took away a whole lot of dirty energy from the miners. And yeah, I think all in all, it was actually quite positive.
Yeah, I mean, volatility is the name of the game in this space. And for those who want to jump on the bandwagon, as it were, and buy and sell crypto using the OVEX platform, how can they do so, either over the counter or using the request for quote system?
Yeah, sure. So we specialize in instant execution. So unlike other platforms where you go and there's a complicated order book and you have to go look for orders and place your orders and deal with a whole system like that, our system is geared towards instant execution. So it's very simple. Let's go with the RFQ. The RFQ is the digital quoting system, and there's no minimum order on that. The client signs up on the website, deposits rands, requests a quote. The quote's good for 10 seconds. They accept or reject it, and the trade is complete instantly. So it's a really low friction, simple way to get started in cryptocurrency. Then our service, our OTC desk, which is actually the only proper offering in the market of its kind, and that's specializing in very high volume. So minimum order is 250,000, but can go up to 200 million. Any size is doable, and we're actually the only venue in the country where you can trade that large volume instantly and simply with low friction. And the way that works is you get a dedicated trader, you get a WhatsApp group to communicate with our team 24/7. You request a quote, the quote's given to you via chat, or you can use the digital quoting as well. But the point is you get like a white glove service. If there's any issues, it's dealt with immediately. It's really like a private bank of crypto, our OTC desk.
What a description, Jonathan, but we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your time, Jonathan Novadia, the CEO of OVEX, joining us for this week's crypto segment. This feature was brought to you by OVEX, the best place to buy and sell cryptocurrency.
Do you ever think about investing your money? There's always been a risk, until now. It's called OVEX arbitrage, and this is how it works. Bitcoin and cryptocurrency trade at a premium in South Africa. Simply buy overseas and sell here for a profit using the OVEX arbitrage service. Invest as little as 50,000 Rand and trades are done automatically. Thousands of investors have been earning over 4% per week. Find out more at OVEX.io. OVEX, the best place to buy and sell cryptocurrency.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.